Blog Talk Radio.
That means, right? You're listening to The Download because it's Friday night, 11 p.m. Hey, Lola, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, girly?
I am good. You know, I'm always happy whenever it's like warm and a beautiful day outside and it's 80 degrees and it seems like everybody else is happy too because, you know, our board is lighting up right now. But I'm just so happy. I'm so happy today. So, unfortunately, I know some of you are going, I shouldn't say unfortunately because that's really not what it is, but okay, we have Lola with us tonight for some of you, and you notice I totally messed up undoing the whole advertising thing last week, and I kind of got it right this week, but Alana is not with us this week because she is on vacation, and Lola Lynn is with us,
hey.
And before I forget, because we'll have to remind you all of this right now, but I will be on vacation next week, so we are going to do some repeats next week. But don't worry, I'll be right back the next Friday. So you don't have to wait that long. The chat room is open, everybody, so feel free to join us. Lola, what's going on?
Nothing much. We're having bad weather in L.A. It is freezing. We did a reverse. It's freezing out here. It was storming yesterday.
Are you serious? It actually rained in L.A.? Does it? I didn't know. All the time I lived there, it didn't rain there. I mean, we've made songs about this, right?
And it really rained. It rained really, really hard. It was like a storm. So it's kind of a blah, blah day. So I'm excited to be on the radio with you guys.
Your windshield wipers were. Because I know the first time it rained on me when I was in L.A., I was like, God, I haven't used these in like a year. Where the hell are the windshield wipers?
How you turn these windshield wipers on?
These things happen. Where the hell are the windshield wipers? And how do I use them? I just had to say that because it's always very, very funny to me. Guys, like I said, you know, I had this thing that was on my mind today, and I totally really needed to talk about this because it has been on my mind for a while. And I got to say hi before I do anything because I don't want you to get upset. I ain't noticing you in the chat room. Hey, Joseph, I see you in the chat room. I know I didn't say hi real quick, but I'm here. And we are definitely chatting back and forth. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, which I thought was like, I know I don't think it's really off subject, to be honest. I don't. I think nowadays with technology and everything, how we date is very, very different from the way we used to date back in the day.
That's true.
But I also think how we cheat is really different from the way we used to cheat back in the day.
That's true also. Yeah, because of technology, everything is on the computer, on the phone, and some people consider it cheating, some people don't, but I'm one of those that do.
Okay, so, oh my God, this is so perfect. Okay, so, and I got to ask you, okay, so what do you consider, I mean, with all the technology we have today, we got Instagram, you can like our Instagram, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend's photo, or whatever they're putting up, and Facebook and all that stuff, and you may not even be going out with them, but what do you, especially with technology, what do you consider cheating nowadays? Because those lines are, like, very blurred these days.
I think because it's crazy because you can actually build a relationship with somebody nowadays online. So it depends on what you're saying to the other person, but you can really build a real relationship and never to me and never see the person. So I myself, depending on what's being said, could consider that as cheating.
Yeah, you're
whether
right,
you
and I think
the person
sometimes
or not.
Some people, you know, do build really serious relationships with people that they meet online that they've never actually met.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why we have the show Catfish, right? I mean, because people
exactly.
really do this, and you're not the person. That, I mean, though we're not getting into the whole concept of catfish, but you can really build feelings for somebody just talking to them online. You don't even have to, like, physically be with them anymore. And could that also constitute as being an affair? Can you actually have an affair online, even though you've never actually met this person or been with them, but you're chatting with them, let's say, in the dark corners of the night. You've got the light off in your office and the little tiny lamp on, and you're going, yeah, I think you're sexy too. I mean, is that technically now cheating, even though you've never actually physically been with this person?
Cheating if you're sending pictures of yourself, and we know that you can mind fuck somebody. We definitely know that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it may
and
not
I
be
have to agree with you. You got feelings. Look, because as a woman, and I think we women, what we consider cheating, what men consider cheating, are two completely different things. Because I'm like this. You don't have to have sex with a girl, but if you're spending time with her and going out and like going to lunch with her and talking about your deepest feelings, and you're cheating.
Yeah.
And you can do that online without actually literally going out with someone. And when you're sharing your deepest feelings, I'm sorry, I stopped for a minute because I just happened to look in the chat room really quick. Joseph, I don't know what you're saying, but I just want to say hi. And, oh, by the way, hi, Nathan. He says hi to his luscious Lola.
Hey.
Our teddy bear is in the house. So, but I think there's so many different ways of cheating nowadays and so many different ways of having an affair. And some of them can be very confusing and some of them can actually be literally harmless. Some of them.
That's true. And I think even before the internet, I myself had a relationship. I consider him as my best friend, but we talk so much on the phone. We talk so much about everything that someone could have considered being more than just best friends. And
mm-hmm.
I think, like I said, you can definitely mind fuck somebody over the phone, over the internet. And, you know, we've all had that done to us before. Whether if we saw the person and we didn't do anything intimate, we was just spending time with them and just talking, because the way you get to know somebody is through the mind, and I think it can definitely be considered as cheating when you do too much of that.
I agree with you, and it's like, emotional, and I agree with you, Nathan. Emotional and mental are dangerous, very slippery slopes, and they're probably a lot slipperier than sexual, to be honest with you. Disagreeing with you for a moment, but, okay, I hate to tell you all, guys, but we got to pay a few bills here. So I am going to take us out for a few minutes, but don't worry. We're going to be right back, so you're not going to miss anything. So don't forget, we're here on the down low. And just for a second, Angela is going to take us out to some announcements and a few things that you probably need to know about us.
are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Welcome back, guys. You know, it's always lovely hearing the nice, sexy Angela talk to us for just a minute. But, well, she gave us a few announcements, but now you're with the sexy Lola Lane and Sierra Divide. Yes, I just call myself sexy, honey.
Well, you are.
I went there. Oh, my gosh. I know, I'm silly. I'm being silly today, so ignore me. First of all, I want to say welcome back to the Down Low, and you know you can always join us here every Friday night at 11 o'clock from 11 till midnight, and you are talking with your host, Sierra Divide, and my co-host, Lola Lane, the very sexy Lola Lane. We're bosom buddies.
That we are.
We are bosom buddies. But tonight we're talking about what do people consider cheating nowadays? Because there's just so many elements of cheating and so many things, and so many things that can get your feelings involved. You know, let's just, I'm feeling my feelings right now, so you know that's how that is. But just to let you all know, you can join this conversation anytime you want to. All you got to do is dial 646-595-4038 and press 1, and we will definitely have a conversation, okay? And if for some reason you just don't want to be live on the air, you can always join in the chat room. The chat room is open, and it costs nothing to join. And if you want to be anonymous, that's a word I just never have been able to say. Jesus. I know. If you want to be anonymous... That's okay. I know, it's so terrible, right? But if you want to be anonymous, it's no problem. But you can still join into the conversation. So, you know, don't feel like you can't join in and put in your opinion, okay? And before I go on real quick, I just want to say hi to a few of the people that are in our chat room. I want to say hi to Eddie Nunn and Joseph Tanner. How you doing? And Nathan Mason, and of course, me. I am myself tonight, aren't I? And let's not forget, we have this wonderful promotions. If you want to be a part of Dalhouse Radio, or at least, you know, maybe you have some music that you really want to announce or anything that, you know, maybe you have a project that you really want to get out there, you can always go to dalhouseradio.com and click on promotions and find out how to join our website, get a live interview on the show that you want, or have us promote your video or music. And on that note, we are going to get back to what the hell do you consider cheating? I have to admit, James is in the chat room. He's like, hello, my big bosom mamas.
Hey.
Speaking, right? Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Okay, well, we were getting back to what we were saying before. What do you consider cheating? There are so many. I mean, we've discussed this before, how many websites there are out there just for people who want to cheat. I mean, they specifically go that direction. I'm sorry, but still to this very day, I find that absolutely, I mean, come on, I find it so absolutely amazing. And then on top of that, like, I've been on, what's the name of the website? Ashley Madison, which makes a ton of money. And you'd be surprised how many people on that, thousands of thousands. And we're not just talking men. We're talking men, women, you know, it's so many people. I mean, you're actively getting that point. But then there's some small things that people can do, and they don't realize that you're actually having an affair.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't been with that person.
That's true. I agree with that. Totally, wholeheartedly agree. And I know a lot of people that don't think you know, they don't agree with that, but that's just me. I kind of feel like if you're emotionally attaching yourself to someone, whether it's on the phone or on the internet, you're kind of cheating somewhat, you know? I would be very unhappy if I was the girlfriend.
Do you think that an emotional affair is probably more destructive than an actual physical affair?
I don't know if it's more destructive, but I don't know if it's more destructive, but it could still all be hurtful. Just to know, like, what are you talking about with that other person? Are you talking about me? What are you doing? Are you just, you know, telling your secrets that you don't tell me? Or, you know, it depends on what's being said, but it could be just as hurtful. It could be just as hurtful.
Okay. So would you be, and I have to ask this, and trust me, guys, I see you in the chat room, and I'm about to let you in real quick, and I'm going to ask the same questions too. Would you confront someone who is only having an emotional affair with the person who you would consider your other half? Because these are the kind of things I think about at night. Would I actually confront that? Would you confront that person?
Probably would.
You would, definitely.
I probably would. You know what? It could be just this, you know, I don't know how it would feel if somebody had like a one-night stand with somebody that they never saw before versus every day you running home to get on the internet and chat with somebody. You know, I probably would be more hurt about the every day you running home to get on the computer chatting, or you wait until I go to sleep and on the phone texting, then if you
yeah,
had,
that
like,
would definitely
you
know, every time
I
go to
somebody.
Thing. I
what
agree.
Do you think about it? Are you?
I don't know. You know, that would actually kind of piss me off a little bit more if every time did you have to wait until I leave the room to talk to this person, or even if you've never actually, like, you know, physically been with them, because that would, I'd be like, oh, so you're just working on something right now. You're working on getting to the point where you all are at that point, which means you're really spending time with this person. And I mean, I think I'd be okay. I think I'd be better with the fact that you maybe just had a one-time thing with this person and it's over with and you never speak to them again, then I would be knowing that you are constantly trying to look on their webpage, or look on their Facebook page or check their Twitter page to see what they're up to. It's kind of, it's just so much. Everyone has an opinion in the chat room tonight. We will get to your opinions. You know what? As a matter of fact, we are going to get to an opinion right now, because I'm just dying to hear this. And we're just going to start from the top of the line and move on down. So, hey, I have a feeling this is Joseph. Is this Joseph? Joseph, are you there?
Yes, it's me, Sierra. Hi there.
Hey, Joseph, how you been? We haven't talked in a long time.
I know. Please don't think I was cheating on you with
I still love you.
Well, I know a lot of things all together. As far as your topic on cheating goes, the only cheating that I know of is what pops up on the news, especially from the past. After the whole Clinton thing to Anthony Weiner and anyone else.
Who was Anthony Weiner? Because I only remember the little blue dress.
Anthony Weiner, what was he, a senator or something in New York, and he was cheating?
You know what, you're right. This okay, not in the blue Clinton. Okay, Anthony Weiner, yes, yes.
That's the only thing I remember. I don't as far as any other cheating, I'm not quite familiar with. And also, I know you probably got other calls calling. Before I let you go and pick up the other calls, I want to apologize for Wednesday night in the Bitter Bitch, Black Bitch Show chat room. I was basically just typing some things from a book from Real Time with Bill Maher, even if you don't watch.
We were just confused. We didn't know what you were talking about. We were confused.
It was basically New Rules stuff from his show on HBO, even if you don't watch cable or not, or HBO.
I do watch HBO, but I only do it when I'm watching Game of Thrones. So I'm never watching anything like kind of live there. So
I'm sorry for confusing you and Ms. V. And it's good to hear you again, Lola Lane, back on the show.
Thank you so much, Joseph. I missed you.
I miss you too. Please forgive me if I'm not going to be able to listen to your show next week. I'm heading down to Miami for a celebration of a friend's wedding.
Oh, cool, cool. That should be fun.
We're on vacation too, so.
But anyway,
oh, yeah.
It's good to hear you both again. Talk to you when I get back or listen to your show when I get back. You all have a good night.
You too, Joseph. Good night.
Thank you so much. Good night. And we wish you all the best. And have fun in Florida.
I will.
Oh, you know, it's always so nice to have him call in. And Joseph, it's always so nice to have you call in. We're going to take one more caller before we go off to the break. Let's see. We have a caller from the 708 area code. Are you there?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
So, who are we talking to today?
Oh, this is Adrian over at Chicago. How are you doing, ladies?
How are you doing?
Hey, good.
I'm doing good. Hold on.
Damn it.
Oh, dang it. I had you on speakerphone. Oh, my gosh. Am I coming in clear?
Yes. I get to be put on hold. I'm not standing for it.
No, I was...
And that's in a circle, honey.
I was checking on your show. I was listening in. I was out of town for a little bit, but I'm back and listening in.
Is anybody on vacation this week? What's the deal?
Oh, Chicago had a Comic-Con or whatnot, so I was indisposed helping out friends with some artwork.
Because I'm gonna complain right now. I should be the most important thing in your entire week. So, I will not allow you any more people to go on vacation as long as I'm around. This is all I'm saying. So next week you can go on vacation. That's how we're going to do that.
Okay. I apologize for that. But...
Yeah, I guess getting on to the subject, but I guess
I went from mistress to mistress. Okay, so back to the subject.
Okay, I guess.
I'm up at night jacking off in the middle of the night to some girl that I do every single night, but only on the computer, or some guy. You know, you never know with me because I can be fluid sometimes. Is that cheating?
If I didn't know about it and it's been going on for some time, I would be...
You're not involved.
I would be... not involved at all, and it's just been out of... I would take it like, hey...
I shut the door. You're not allowed to come in there when I do it. You know, I change the computer and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That would come to a shock. I equip this. If people are cheating, how would they react if they were the ones being cheated on? How would they react to? So if those that cheat can't handle their significant others doing it, maybe it shouldn't have been done in the first place. So
that's
like
true.
If you, I just say a lot of people don't put each other in the other shoe or whatnot. And sometimes, it's the excitement and the spur of the moment or just seeing what would happen if they get caught. But everybody handles things differently. So if it's by the computer, some folks might not take it as big of a deal as others. It depends on how secure they are with the relationship. Or they set the ground rules, but if they don't know about it, it's going to come as a big shock. So, it depends on a case by case basis, I guess.
How would you feel?
I would be shocked and slightly hurt if this is another life and life of that person, and they didn't share it. Depends on how long we've been together. If it's been like a few years and we have a committed relationship and this is a side that they kept, it would feel like a slight betrayal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if they never actually physically met? Because, I mean, it's just someone they're chatting with online. It still feels that way?
It's like if they kept that, even if it was online, like if you kept that for so long, how do you know if it was physical? If like, hey, you're going out of town visiting family, but that's a fabrication, and you're meeting this person. If someone kept that information from you, where's the trust? It's a broken trust issue right there. If you have that hidden card on the table or whatnot, like what else you could be hiding?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
with
true.
That trust, you're going to have suspicion. It's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So what starts off like on the internet, I mean, like you don't, if you're not, I see insecure people, but on the hand side, like you've been keeping this secret from your partner for so long. Like, where do you draw the line on the trust? Where did the communication just die out that you felt the need to go online and do this?
Yeah.
So I guess in that way it is an emotional cheat, even though, like they said, I never slept with him or her. But, that piece of trust has that your partner looking at you in a different manner now, once that's out
that's
and open.
True. That's true. I think people do it for all sorts of reasons, though. Sometimes people aren't happy at home, but other times people just do it because they have an opportunity to, you know, just they can. And because they're getting some type of mental satisfaction, a lot of times people are pretending to be somebody they're not, and they're just getting off on doing that, you know, not to bring up the catfishing, but, you know, just like that.
Yeah, and the other thing was, like, you never know. Maybe your partner might be into that thing. Like, if you're chatting with if old boy's chatting with an old girl and your girlfriend is like, hey, they want some of that action, too.
Yeah, maybe you could be chatting with your girlfriend, those sexy chats. Maybe you guys could be role-playing and pretending like there's somebody else with her. She's pretending.
What if I'm only sending cleavage? Okay, yeah, you know I have to be the devil's advocate in this whole thing. I'm only sending cleavage. It's all innocent. I mean, it's not like you're having an affair with me. I'm just sending cleavage and saying nice things and making you feel special.
And on that side, I would be more than happy to that. But if I was in a relationship, I can say freely, yeah, I could save all that cleavage shots all I want because I'm single, but I might be indifferent if I was in a relationship and like, no, you know what? Out of respect for my girl, mm-hmm. I gotta like put that low or something else. Like I gotta cut that
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Out of respect. So, like, it depends on how much you respect the relationship if as well. So it's a multifaceted thing. There are many reasons why people cheat and why some people just don't do it or whatnot, if it's really worth it.
Mm. Yeah, I see that. And you know what? I think with all that's going on, and that's my favorite saying, but I don't really hate to say it, but I'm thinking sometimes, you know, when you have that little thing and a little thing on the side or whatever, but, you know, you have to remember that you do have to respect the person that you're with. And if they think it's cheating, then it probably is. But sometimes it's really hard because sometimes what you think is cheating is not cheating to the other person. And you don't understand why they are so upset and it can kind of like, you know, and I mean, I think it kind of can destroy a relationship sometimes. So, it's a very gray line nowadays. It used to be a very black and white line, and now it's gray.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks are showing a lack of empathy of what others might feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Like it's become more. I hate to say it, but I think more people are in it for themselves because a lot of times people get screwed over. I'm saying both men and women when I say people. So a lot of people get screwed over, so they're trying to get theirs and mm-hmm. screw the other person, even if they're in a committed relationship.
That's true.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Adrian, thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you.
And give us your
insights,
too, because, you know, I really did want to get everybody's insights on this because there's just so many, small little corridors you can go off on this one, you know?
Yes, exactly. But it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So we expect a good call from you very soon. But in the meantime, well, not very soon, but at least, you know, and next time we're on. But I'm really like...
Thank you very much,
thank
ladies.
You, sweetie. You know, that is so much to really, really take in for the moment that I think I'm going to take just a 2-minute break for a second. You think we can do?
Okay.
I think we can do a 2-minute break. What do you think, Lola?
I think we can.
I think we can do a 2-minute break. Okay, I have to admit, I'm totally looking for a song and I can't find it, so I'm going to go with something else because I really do love Raphael. So we're going to go with Master of the Pole, and this is Raphael, and it's called Master of the Pole.
Bonsoir. Raphael, can't you tell? Baby, I ain't gonna judge. Gotta do this just to do the things you love. Gotta do whatever you gotta do, however you gotta do it, whenever you gotta do it, you gotta do it. And you don't even play. Got enough drugs that'll get you through the day. Got enough bands just to make you feel safe. Money come fast, you forgetting plan A. Money too easy, but you never have enough to where it's pleasing, and you never save enough to make a difference, and every time you hit the pole, you swear it's different.
Up and down you go, master of the pole.
work with ain't really your friends. Never know about tonight, it really depends. They smack your ass when you walk by, but you gotta work so you just walk by. But I see the fire in your eyes, your head held high, looking to the sky. Oh, you gon' do whatever it takes to get by. Don't let nobody tell you no. You've got ambition, swallowed your pride, you're on a mission. It's not enough if they just pay attention. You need the money, you all need the down. You go master of the pole. Things you gotta do to get it, they don't even know. Put it in the air, drop it on the floor. Then you make it clap, clap, all while on the pole. You're master of the pole. I don't know if she got kids, but she danced like she do. I don't know if she got bills, but she danced like it's due. You can see the difference between her and other girls. She hit the stage enthusiastic. What a girl, what a world that we live in. A job is a job, so niggas start tipping. And I ain't got a lot to throw, but I'll chip in. This is just a means to an end. She got vision. She says she could see herself in the kitchen. Two kids that won't listen, one dog that went missing, one husband she kissing, one house in a village. Damn, finally got a house in a village. And she always hit the gym every day on time, just to make sure her body make a killing. And I always show up on time with the beds and post up, hoping she come and get it.
Up and down you go, master of the pole. Things you gotta do to get it, they don't even know.
Okay, that's it. That is your typical strip club song. I'm just saying that right there because I'm like, I want to shake some booty right now. I want to twerk it too. Right now, honey.
That is a song for the strip club.
That is, isn't it? But, you know, it gives you some visuals, doesn't it? I'm like, ooh, master of the pole. You know what? I'm going to have to sing that one night while I'm just saying a little something, something. But... Guys, I'm sorry, but you know, I got caught up in the song, and you know, isn't that what music does? And that could be your song one day. You know, one day I could be playing your song. So you've got some music and you're ready to have it live for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people to listen to. Okay, let's not even go hundreds, thousands of people listen to, because we got thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Then all you have to do is go to dollhouseradio.com and you can log into promotions, and we will do a live interview with you. We're even willing to promote your video, your song, your music, whatever you got going on. So just let us know. And hey, if you're bougie on a budget, we got you too. Just saying. Because I'm all about bougie on a budget, honey. I know, that's terrible, but I'm all about bougie on a budget, you know. That's how I do. Anyway, tonight, welcome to the download, and I'm your host, Sierra Divide. I know, I got jokes tonight, don't I? And my I got jokes tonight.
Yes, you do.
My co-host is Lola Lane. I know, I'm so silly. I can't help myself. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a lack of sleep. I don't know. Maybe it's the new iWatch or Apple Watch. I don't know. By the way, I just got to address the chat room really quickly. I didn't say mm-hmm. booty on a budget. I said bougie on a budget. Whole nother thing, honey.
Okay. No booty on the budget.
Because booty is never on budget, just to let you know.
Okay.
Booty's on fleek.
Exactly.
We never do that. But tonight, I'm sorry, I'm making myself laugh too much, and I'm going to go here. I'm verklempt. We are talking about what do you consider cheating? Because and Lola, I know some people are thinking, are you getting off subject? But we really aren't. You know, we talk about here, this show is called The Down Low. And what we mm-hmm. talk about is about being the other woman or the other man and keeping a relationship realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And we totally are talking about realistic, okay? So so the subject tonight is what do people, and I say people, but actually that was maybe it had been too broad. It might be, what do you consider cheating? Because what you consider cheating and what I consider cheating might be two completely things. Like, if I haven't had sex with my man in 5 years and I guess I had sex with somebody else, am I cheating? I mean, we have to consider these things. I mean, there's so many different, I mean, personally, I would think you just getting someone aside ain't necessarily that you're cheating, but you know, you have to think there's so many situations that happen and so many things that happen in people's relationships that, you know, sometimes you have to think about. And the reason why I brought this up, and Lona, I think you really like this, the reason why I brought this up, because so many times when we have talked about being the girl on the side or the woman on the side, people are like, oh, she's a hoe or he's a slut or this is a dog. Maybe there's a situation going on. Maybe there's something going on that you're not getting and you're just looking for it from someplace else. Maybe it's not about just getting out there and trying to get, you know, trying to be a dog.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just not getting a situation or thing that you want.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. You know, Joseph mentioned Anthony Weiner, and Anthony Weiner was sexting, you know, and his wife decided
he was sexting. You're right. And you know what? And I didn't think about it. He said, he was only sexting. He wasn't actually out there flaunting around. He was only sexting. Well, he lost his job over that, didn't he?
He lost his job, but his wife decided to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't lose his wife, though.
Was he the head of CS for the CIA or the FBI?
No, he wasn't the head of any of those things. He was like a senator, a senator.
I just knew it was something really big. You know, just how much
senator or something like that. Potential mayor candidate or something. He was in politics.
Only sexing. It became a big, humongous thing because he was sexting some girl, you know. We do have a quite, oh, I'm sorry. We have quite, oh my God, I am paying attention to all of you. I'm looking at everyone in the chat room. So we're going to have to answer at least, well, we're going to answer more than one more call. We're going to answer quite a few. And I want to say hi to Jeff in the chat room. By the way, yes, I am paying attention because you know what? I pay attention to everything, honey. Nothing gets past me. So I see you in the chat room. And look, even my cat who likes to join me here in my little studio, he sees everything. But really quick here, we have somebody in the chat room who has something they have to say. And they really have something to say. So we're going to go, and I hope we're not hitting this one twice, but I don't think we are. So I'm going to go with this. And if we hit you twice, I'm so sorry, because you know what? I'm hitting too many lines here. But area code 708, are you there? 708-207?
Yes, it's me.
It's you.
It's the other person with that same area code.
Oh, it's our friend. I mean, that was our friend, too, but this is the bear.
Our friend. I already get in enough trouble for being on Twitter.
Okay, I'm going to be real quick with this, but I'm going to ask you this. Are you cheating? Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me with somebody else? Because, you know, you call me every day, and I don't want you in trouble with your significant other because you're calling me, honey.
No.
Trouble, are we?
I'm not. No, it's not. I'm not getting in trouble with you. Trust me.
Good.
And
okay.
As far as
you might get in trouble with somebody else.
Goes, you know, I might not. But well, now, anyway, switching subjects real quick. Anthony Weiner was a congressman from New York. He also ran for mayor in the last election, where I think his name is de Blasio. James can correct me on the pronunciation, but I think his name is de Blasio that won. He was in the last mayoral election in New York. So the whole thing, I think he was still sexting after he said he had quit.
Yeah, and you're right. He did get caught again.
Right, he got caught again. And one little interesting tip, and then I'll move on. His wife is or was a friend of Hillary's. I think she might have been on her staff when she was the senator, but they're real close, or they are or were real close.
Yes, you have heard that.
So, yeah, there's a, you know, kind of a weird Clinton connection there.
You know, he told her to stay.
No. And for us to keep our minds, you could inform us of what we didn't know.
But as far as the topic for tonight, and I had put a few things on the chat room before I came upstairs. Got off my desktop and I came upstairs and I'm on my phone now. But, you know, I mean, you could throw a whole nother, you know, there's a lot of things you could throw in there with what people consider cheating with if you're still working. You know, some people, a lot of people have the office spouse, you know, and, you know, that can you spend a lot of time with that person. You, in a lot of cases, you spend more time, because you do spend more time at the office when you think about it, than you, in most cases, if you have a traditional type job. Than you do with your family or your significant other, your spouse. And you go to lunch with that person, and sometimes you work on projects, and that person is leaning over you, and you sit and talk, and they might ask you what's wrong, and you might confide to them. So that's a whole nother area that people, some people consider having an office spouse cheating or not cheating.
Yeah.
Sometimes the office spouse knows your significant other, your spouse, sometimes they don't, you know. So, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. As far as what else is considered cheating, and I put this on the in the chat room too, a lot of it depends on the generation that you're a part of. And, you know, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter. And, you know, some people consider, because you talk a lot, chat a lot with someone on Twitter or even on Facebook, that that could be considered cheating. Or, you know, even if you never meet that person, or you met that person maybe once or twice, but I mean, that's all face to face or in person, but the only contact you have with them is through social media. And then you have the other thing where you talk with somebody on the phone, and everybody needs somebody to confide in, okay? And I'm not going to get into something that I've talked about before on this show, but I do have that person that I confide in, you know, about what goes on with my significant other. And that person, in no way, shape, or form, are we ever going to be intimate again. We were. That came and went, no pun intended.
Once with that person. See, I have to admit on this one, when I date someone, you can no longer talk to your ex. It's done. You can't be friends with them. You can't talk to them, or I'm going to be upset. And maybe that's just the woman in me. But the minute you, like, I am no longer, okay, and it's not like I have broken up with exes and we are not friends anymore, or I shouldn't say friends, that we are not, we didn't have an amicable breakup, because I have quite a few exes. We have amicable breakups. But it also means that when I get upset with my man, the person I'm with now, and I have things to talk about, I don't call my ex. Because no matter what's going to happen when I call my ex, and they may be so nice and sweet, in the end, it's all about getting some booty. I ain't going to lie. It's all about getting, 'cause you just trying to get some booty, honey. I'm just being real with that one.
And I know you are, and you know, with, in some other situations with some other women, that might have been or would be the case, but not with this particular ex. That's not going to happen.
And I do really mean that. I'm not being sarcastic. That is, I really mean that. When you can actually be just friends with someone that you used to sleep with, that is a wonderful, exceptional relationship, and I would like to have, there are a couple of exes back in the day that I would like to be only friends with, but, well, I am friends with just one of them, but he's gay. So
that could happen if both people are in satisfactory relationships. If both people are in relationships that they're satisfied with and they're happy, then that could possibly happen. But when one of those people are not, then you never know, even though, you know,
something so different.
Yeah, you know, somebody might not be thinking that it's going to happen, but the other person might be thinking, I hope it does happen again. But as long as both people are happy and secure in their relationships, I think it could happen.
Well,
Nathan, I'm sorry. I'm going to let you go because you know what? There is somebody waiting who has been dying to talk to us, and he's going to be very, very upset, or he or she. I don't even know if it's he or she. They're going to be very upset with us if it's all of a sudden we don't even bother to talk to them, and we've talked to you twice. But you know how much I love your conversation, honey.
I love yours, too. You too, Lola.
Okay, Nathan.
Hope I'm running to you in Chicago next week. That's all I'm saying for right now, but you know
what? Well, you know.
Yes, I'm going on vacation next week, and I'm going to Chicago, but that's all I'm going to say. I love you, doll.
All right.
Okay, we have another caller, and he has been waiting, he or she, I'm sorry, because I don't really know, but you have been waiting for so long that I have to answer your call. 757-256, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
How you doing? All right.
And who are we speaking with?
This is Dietrich.
Hey, Dietrich.
Dietrich
you
Jackson.
Know, I was hoping we were speaking with you because you've had a lot to say in the chat room. So come on.
I just got
on
home.
Now,
yeah, I just got home, so I missed half the show.
Dude.
I got the dust up, though. How y'all doing? How you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm doing
so
pretty
good. So what
do
you consider cheating?
I'm warm, and I can be nice and warm and snuggly. So tell us, what do you consider cheating? I know I'm
shoot,
made. Look, is this cheating? Because I'm flirting with you right now.
I'm single, so you can flirt all you want to. It made me no difference.
Okay.
But,
he had to think about it for a second.
No, because I was shocked. I was shocked. Like, you flirting with me. No,
I'm just checking out
anyway,
with you right now.
Yeah. But anyway, I can't get my statement out. You got to be all blushing. But anyway.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to say.
No, you fine.
I'm fine. I'm getting tired.
You fine, literally.
I'm too much. I get all happy.
Yeah.
But tell me everything.
All right, well, see, nowadays, I mean, you could cheat through, you know, video chat, texting, pictures, at a party, accidentally be in the club. There's so many ways to cheat now. When
how
it
many
comes
experience
down to it,
there?
Oh, I got experience. I be on phone for 1 hour, but, I mean, my experience with it. But, you know, that's not me no more. I don't do that no more. But the thing is that when it comes down to it, it's the interpretation of the individual that you're involved with. Because if y'all have a foundation on trying to build a relationship or even dating seriously, then you have to know what that person's guidelines is as far as cheating before you know what you can and cannot do. Sometimes it's not clear because you have some people who still in that age of, okay,
that's a
if
very
you get
good point.
Numbers, you're cheating.
Yeah.
If you're at the bar and you go out after the bar and go get some breakfast, that's cheating. But they totally exclude the social media and all the other electronic ways of cheating. And then you have those who are aware of that now. Like, I dated a woman a few months ago. And I swear, we went out to lunch. First thing she said was, look, if you have a Facebook page or a Twitter page, if you plan on getting serious with me, you got to cut that off. Like, she told me at day one, like, straight to bed.
Oh, wow.
Look,
she laid down the law.
Like, day one,
she
told me, if you got a Twitter page or a Facebook page, if you want to try to get serious with me, you got to cut that off. You got to shut it down. You got to, no. Because she had experience when she was cheated on with a guy who had multiple women on all the sites. And she didn't find out about it until later on. That he was like a big hole on social media. And she was being, you know, played the fool the whole time. Because he used to always be on his phone. I guess she told me he always be on his phone, was on his laptop. He always said that he's working. His job was in computers. Whereas actually, it wasn't. So that was his excuse to socialize all the time.
Wow.
And she pretty much was blind to it. So.
Okay. But that was good to let you know that up front.
So I was like, damn.
Well, wait a minute. You got kind of like,
so
look, this is not what you're going to do if you're going to be with me. Or did it go, oh, you know what? You're a woman who knows what you want, so you know what? Because I think if you're going to be that way, then you go, okay, that's what happened to you
before. Yeah, I had this friend, I had seven members that's on social media that I talk to, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to meet halfway on this. I mean, I would respect the fact that you told me this, but don't think that I'm like that because the last guy you dealt with was like that. So
yeah.
That's my first experience with that. Like, somebody actually tell me, look, you can't have this page if you're dating me. You can't be on here if you're dating me. I'm like, wow. You know, she's older than me. She's like 57 years old. So,
oh, that says a lot. Because you know us
older
women.
Yeah, she looks younger than her age. But it just
wow.
kind of like this, woo. And she, you know.
And we were like, look,
wow.
when you step up, this is what you're doing, this, that, or the other. Don't ever do this ever, or we are done, period.
Exactly, honey. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
not even going to that bullshit.
No. So.
But I think
you know.
It's good. You made a good point that the other person, when you're dating someone, everybody needs to know what those stipulations are. Everybody should know what that other person considers cheating. Because if you don't know, then you might do anything and then say, oh, I didn't know you felt like that. But
yeah,
I think everybody should know up front.
And you made that mistake and ended up messing it up, and you did for a mistake that you didn't communicate with in the beginning. That's
mm-hmm.
You're right. Because a lot of us men, we don't know. You know, we try to figure out the woman we're dealing with, what your do's and don'ts are, so we know how to make you happy. But if we don't know, we're going to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to come in and like, you should have knew. I'm done with you. And you're like, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know because you didn't tell me.
I had a guy who, I was down with him, but he didn't know it, and I didn't know, but we had never discussed it. And then I was like, you know, he was like, well, you should have known. I was like, well, I didn't know. I didn't know if we were just sleeping together, if you were really down with me. So I went with the latter because you didn't actually speak it.
Yeah. That
mm-hmm.
type of person, I like to know facts. I like to know, okay, what I'm getting into, and then over a period of time, okay, is this going somewhere, is it not going somewhere? Let me know if I'm wasting my time or not, or you waste your time. We go, you know what I'm saying? That's me. I like to have a clear-cut understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I know how far to take it. Now, I go with the flow, too. If I think you're going with the flow, I'm going to go with the flow with you. But if I think that it's kind of like at a stalemate, I'm going to ask questions like, okay, what's going on? Do I have to date somebody else? Are you involved with somebody else? All the questions start coming out.
Yeah. When do you start saying that? I mean, I was wondering, when do you start telling people, hey, look, I would need to know if we're going to be exclusive or not, what we're doing and what we're doing. When do you start? I've always wondered, when do you start saying that?
For me, it depends. Usually I give it about a little over a month, or at least maybe like 6 dates before I start asking questions. I'm not the type of person that's trying to, like, jump in the bed with you off front unless you give me that invitation. Now, if you give me an invitation, yeah, I'm jumping head over heels and everything. But if you did
uh-huh.
not, I'm going to take it slow. And after about 5 or 6 dates or after about a month, I'm going to start asking questions. Like, say, do you want to take this seriously? Are you considering this? Or whatever.
Well, you're, like, serious.
Because,
you're, like,
yeah.
You're straight. No, you're cool. You are.
Yeah, he kind of business.
I got to.
I know we're getting down to our last 30 seconds, but if you are on the line, don't hang up because I'm going to take your call, okay? And I know who you are and I can see you there. Don't worry about it. But you're absolutely right. I'm like, you know, because I've never been like that person who says things straight out. I wait for a few minutes. But yeah, so you're like the marrying guy, aren't you? You're looking for a woman, not tonight. You're looking for a woman.
Well, for me, it's like if I'm gonna invest time, money, emotions, I want to be able to know what I'm getting myself into. Not saying that I'm like not into dating, but I want to leave all the drama alone and have something
mm-hmm.
structured. If it's gonna be this sex thing. Let me know. If it's going to be a relationship thing, let me know. If it's going to be this, let me know. That's all I ask. If we go home together, we fly together. Because sometimes you don't know. So you're kind of like going
the
flow.
So I was just trying to get my freak on, but you know, I'm still trying. You know, I'm at that stage in my life where, you know, I'm just getting my freak on.
Yeah, and I'd be like, well, okay, we cool. We know.
I was trying to remember your name is Sierra.
Yep. Exactly. So I'm like, okay, I know to bring protection, and I know that, you know, that
yeah.
I gotta make sure you have energy if we do get together, like to get you your freak on. To make sure you got
what are you talking about? I need.
Oh my God!
Make sure
that's
you have the energy.
That's
like,
funny.
You get your freak
mean.
On. So you get freak on. So I make sure that
is so much for calling in. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
I'm just saying. That's how I mean. That's me. I try to evaluate the person I'm dealing with. That's me. If you told me that,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, I know she got other guys she's dealing with, so let me make sure that I'm up to par, make sure I did my push-ups, and make sure I'm okay for why I see her. So,
okay. All right. Oh, I like it. Okay, honey, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go, but thank you so much for calling. And
anytime.
God, got some good, awesome stuff there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Don't forget to call in again now, because you know where I was going to be looking for you now.
Okay.
We have one more caller we're going to take on tonight, and then, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave you guys. Area code 912-433, are you there?
Yes, I am. Is this Sierra?
It is Sierra, the one and only. How are you doing? And
I'm
sitting here with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, let me explain something to you first. I have never been on this show. I had never heard of it until tonight. Sierra, you're actually a friend on my Facebook page. I don't know if you'll remember me, but my name's Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the Jenny Jones show with you years ago, friends with Serena Lee.
No, we never forget you. We did a talk show together.
That's right. And I hung out with you some in Atlanta a few times, and then you disappeared.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have this habit of traveling around, and then I do some things and some whatnots, and you know how it goes. The next thing you know, I'm here and there and nowhere at all.
I know. You're out living life. I envy you. But I just wanted to
call
Dakota,
how you doing? Yes, we met on the Jenny James show.
That's right. I was with Serena, and I believe you were with Natalie. I think she went by the name Chase on the show, but... God, that's been...
Let me say this now. I wasn't with Natalie. I was with Natalie. In other words, we weren't roommates with one bedroom.
Right.
We were best friends, and she was my personal assistant. We weren't roommates with one bedroom.
I've got to call Serena tonight.
They hear you're with somebody, no, we weren't with them that way. But she was my assistant, and I did. We were on the Jenny Jones show.
Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones. It was my first time in Chicago
ever, and it was almost in the dressing room.
It was crazy.
It was. But, no, I saw your post on Facebook, and I said, God, I hadn't talked to Sierra, and I'm going to call in the show and just... I don't know much about it. I don't really know what it is, but I heard you're talking about cheating tonight. And I just wanted to call in and maybe give my 2 cents.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this crazy question. Are you cheating with me right now? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but are we supposed to give our opinion on what cheating? Like I said, I've never called in this show. I don't really know what it's about. Are we supposed to call in and give our opinion on what we think is cheating and what's not? Is that how it goes, or...
Yes, that's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
I air the show every Friday night at 11 p.m., so you should join us more often.
I'm going to do it. Like I say, this is the first time, but I'll definitely keep up with it.
Radio,
but,
and there's so many people on radio that you know, so you really need to check out Dolls Radio.
I definitely will. But now, I just wanted to say about the cheating part. Everybody's different, so I can't really answer for other people, but I can say for me what I think cheating is. I think, for me, if it's something that you have to do behind your partner's back or something they ask you not to do, then you need that to be considered cheating. Now, if you take away insecure people or people that's obsessed, just normal people, I think, like I say, if it's something they really are uncomfortable with or it's something you have to do behind their back without them knowing, I would consider that cheating. That's just my opinion. I don't know what you think about that, but... That's just the way
actually,
I
don't agree with that, because it can be something that really, really, if you have to hide it, then you're cheating on them.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
And like I said, I've been in relationships before, and there's usually everything's pretty laid back. When I'm serious about somebody, I cut communications with ex-girlfriends or something, and I try to be thoughtful of what they want or what they don't want. And I'm one person that's always been totally into that person. I like to give them all my attention, and it's kind of like everybody else is just an afterthought. And I'm not that I ditch my friends or anything like that, but it's just I like to give all my attention to the person I'm with and just try to make them feel like a queen. And I just, if there's girlfriends in my life, ex-girlfriends, that's the past. And I don't kick them out of my life, but I don't hang out with them anymore. I don't call them on the phone late at night or any time and talk to them. I try to think what I would want my girlfriend to do, and I try to do the same thing. I don't usually do anything they wouldn't want me to do. If it's something I wouldn't like her doing to me, then I definitely wouldn't do it to her. That's just the way I feel about it.
That's a good way to end the show. That's because that's how it should be. If you wouldn't want it done to you, then you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. I have to ask, actually totally agree with that. If you feel that if you did it, you're wrong and you'd be upset, yeah, you don't want someone else to do it. And it's, you know, I have to agree with Lola. That's a great way to end the show. I'm so glad you called us. Okay, I have to admit this. You're our first time caller, and I'm going to go with long time listener because you've known me for so long. And I've always wanted to use that phrase. I have, because I listen to a lot of talk radio, too, so I've always wanted to use that phrase.
That's cool. Well, I'll definitely will be listening to this show. I really hope you'll listen to us a lot more often
and join us here on dollhouseradio.com.
Now, y'all come on every Friday night, is that right?
We come on every Friday night, except Friday, we will not be on. For everybody who's listening, we will not be on. It will be since you haven't listened to this, it'll be great for you. We're going to do a repeat show because I am going on vacation for a week.
So
next Friday we will not be on, but we will come back brand new, brand spanking freaking new with a whole lot of things. Asking for your opinions. We're going to be giving out relationship advice, and we're going to talk about how great it is to be the other woman and how terrible it is to be the other woman. So we're going to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely tune in. And I know y'all got to go, so I'll be brief, but it was so great talking to you again. I haven't seen you in how long ago was that, 15 years? Something like that?
Well, 20 years.
I'm sorry. 20
years, and then why?
Oh, gosh. Well, if you are ever in the
many years
area, got to let me know, because I'll just put it this way. It's been a while. But it was great talking to you, and I had so much fun on this show, and I will definitely listen and call in the future.
Thank you so much for calling in. And you know what? We're always going to look forward to your call. So you know what? Don't be a stranger.
I will not. I'll call back soon.
Right on.
All right.
That was always so nice. It's always nice to talk to other people. People we haven't talked to in a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I know we didn't resolve our issue, but what do you think?
I agree with him. If it's something that you wouldn't want done to you, it's cheating. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to hide it, it's cheating. If it's a secret, it's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have to admit, this is my opinion. Yeah, it's pretty much cheating. But I also believe that there are different degrees of cheating. Some are unforgivable, where some are completely forgivable. We're not. Of course, we didn't get into that tonight. We'll do that on. That's a whole other show, to be honest with you. But, if you have to hide it, then you might want to reevaluate. If you have to hide what you're doing or hide your thoughts or your feelings, then you might need to actually sit down and evaluate your relationship. And nothing wrong with that. evaluating a relationship, there's nothing wrong with that, because I think that every so many years we have to do that anyway.
I agree.
On that note, guys, I am so looking forward to hanging out with you all, not next Friday, but the Friday after next. I will be back. And I don't know what the topic is going to be, but I'm telling you right now, we were nice today, because next time it's going to be scandalous, honey. Well, tonight we're going to send you out, and don't forget to check us out on dollhouseradio.com. And if you want some advice on what's going on in your life, you can always go to the downloadlive.com to send it, and we're always completely anonymous. Look, I'm getting better at that. Whoa-ho. Always are, and we have no problems with giving you advice or anything. And you know what? No problems too big, no problems too small, or too weird or too strange. Just let us know, because trust us, between the two of us, I bet we've done it once or twice, right?
We have.
On that note, we're going to leave you out. But you know, first of all, Lola, I know you have something to our listeners right now. Where can we find you, and what are you up to?
You guys can tweet me at LolaLane XXX. And I am up to a lot of things. And stay tuned. The week after next, I'll let you guys know. And I'm going to have some more social media ways to contact me. So I'll let you know when we come back after the vacation.
Ooh, I can't wait for that. It's tempting. Okay, well, guys, you can always find me. Actually, I'm sorry. I can't wait for that. No, look, now I have something to come back to, because I have to hear what you have to say. Guys, you can always find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook. And I am Sierra Devi. It's spelled D-E-V-I. I know it sounds like Devi, but it's Devi. SierraDevi.com. Or on Twitter at Sierra Devi. And on Facebook, SierraDevi.com, and a few other places, Instagram, Periscope, you name it, I'm there. So just look for me. I'm always there. And thank you for joining us tonight, because you know what? Without you, where would we be? Seriously, where would we be without you? On that note, we're going to take you out with our favorite song by Charlie M, and it's called The Down Low.